USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's willing to move his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, regardless of whether Republicans support it or not.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Republican lawmakers are saying the price tag is just too high. They also think it's an end run on bailing out cash-strapped state and local governments. If you ride some form of public transportation, the CDC has now put out a requirement that you have to wear a mask. The sweeping order covers most types of transportation, including airplanes, buses, taxis, and ride shares. You also have to wear the mask at the transportation hub. The CDC stopped short of making it a federal violation to not wear a mask. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
In Los Angeles, anti-mask protesters temporarily forced the closure of the Dodger vaccination site. Emily Taylor reports on ABC 7 in Los Angeles.
The protesters blocked the entrance to Dodger Stadium, delaying people who were trying to get their shots. The action leading to a long backup of cars. In all, about 30 people, some waving signs with anti-mask messages, joined in on the demonstration. No one was arrested.
A winter storm named Orlena is pounding parts of the Midwest, including Chicago, and is evolving into a nor'easter, with heavy snow possible in Boston, New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. Winter storm watches, warnings, and winter weather advisories are in effect from parts of the northern plains and southern Great Lakes to the southern Appalachians. The worst winter conditions are expected over the next 24 hours. Heavy snow and gusty winds are expected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hilton Valentine, the founding guitarist of the English rock band The Animals, has passed away. He's credited with coming up with one of the most famous opening riffs in the 1960s. Their version of The House of the Rising Sun propelled The Animals to the top of the charts in 1964. Valentine later said he based the A minor arpeggio on Bob Dylan's arrangement of the song. The Animals' record label, ABCO, described him as a pioneering guitar player. Hilton Valentine was 77. There's a new study that shows when kids are in school with proper safety precautions, the coronavirus infection rate is much lower. With details, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
Dr. Daria Long of the University of Tennessee Department of Emergency Medicine is one of the co-authors of that study, and she tells CNN that they found more cases of COVID when kids came back from break than when they were in school regularly.
What we saw, and that was kind of one of our final conclusions from this, is what we saw is the number of cases that we had were very highest each time after kids were out on break. So when they came back in August or after fall break, after Thanksgiving, their numbers were highest. Whereas when they were in school continually, they were following these protocols and we were able to test them, we got our numbers even lower.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.